right.
There we go.
Right.
All right.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. All right. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I tried to pull the song up at the last minute because you mentioned that when you came in the studio, some of your favorite album art was from Kiss.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
Destroyer. That's a great one.
Yeah. Anything Kiss, I think, was just, for me, was pretty cool.
So, yes.
Love definitely. That stuff.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, thank you so much. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. My guest this morning, Mike DeSorbo. He is the owner of Culinary Productions. Check them out online at culinaryproductions.net. They have a new venue downtown at 201 East Wright Street. Give them a call today, 850-469-0445. And Mike, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Beautiful weather today again.
No doubt.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, loving it.
Yeah,
lots of weddings outside, so good weekend.
Definitely. So it's going to be a busy season for you, right, at Culinary Productions?
It is. It is shaping up for sure. So we're excited to be in the thralls of wedding season now. So.
All right. So for our listeners, what is Culinary Productions and what do you do?
We are a full-service catering company. So we cater events, you know, anywhere anybody would have us, different venues around town, kind of the area, you know, out in the middle of a field somewhere sometimes. So beach houses around here for sure. So we just kind of full service. We come to you. We'll cater your event, you know, clean it up, everything we need to do there. And we have just recently also opened a venue downtown where we can host our own events as well. So we're excited to get that thing going.
That's awesome. How long has that been in the works?
We are fresh open. We spent the majority of last year kind of renovating an old warehouse downtown. Used to be where the Snack Crate business was. They've kind of moved over a little bit. But so we kind of took over that building and renovated it and took a little while to get it going and moved in there about the middle of December. So we're pretty fresh in there. Ready to start booking events.
All right. So what kind of events do you normally do? Mm-hmm. What do people usually come to you for?
Majority of us going to be weddings, you know, do a ton of weddings, even, you know, destination weddings, you know, beach is a great access for that. So we do a lot of stuff on the beach down in Navarre, you know, down towards Fort Walton area, anything like that. So, destination weddings, weddings in general, but do our fair share, definitely, you know, corporate events and birthdays and coming up in May, graduations and, you know, anniversaries, family reunions, you know, so just anything and everything. We'll come out and serve you up for sure.
Yeah. And you've been in business since
2004.
Wow. That's great. What made you get into this business? What made you think I want to cook food and provide entertainment for lots of people at once?
I get that question a lot sometimes. I just needed a job, really.
Oh, yeah? So. It's got to be pretty stressful sometimes, right?
It can be, for sure. So when you get everything going. But it's fun. That's what I like about it. You know, a bunch of my friends were working at a catering company. They just kind of brought me on. And, you know, I just kind of started there, worked my way at that hard knocks type of thing, you know. And just really like, I love getting out and about, you know, and going somewhere, getting that set up, you know, working those events, just everybody around. Of course, you know, you hear it a lot, weddings, you know, there's just, how can you not enjoy, you know, being around that atmosphere?
Right.
So, you know, that's what always, no matter how stressful or maybe hard that kind of gets from weekend to weekend, it keeps me coming back as well. Wouldn't change it for anything.
I spent many years touring as a musician, and that was kind of the thing that was the saving grace of the day is when, you know, you might be tired, you might be, you know, sick or just, you know, ready to go home. You've been out on the road for a long time, but every night for the people coming to the show, it's a party, you know, it's their one night to really get out and let loose. So that spirit just kind of, you know, it picks you up. It gets you going. So
probably feed off that a little bit, I would imagine.
Definitely.
So. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
I just imagine event production and catering to be kind of like the show The Bear. You ever watched The Bear?
I just,
you know, that moment when all the tickets started coming through and he just starts screaming like, I need 57 chickens. And, I just figure it just being like that the whole time, right?
It kind of is, for sure. So behind the scenes, it's I have always said, man, I just wish someone would just follow us with a little camera, man. I think we'd have a pilot right off the bat. Mm. So it is, it's interesting sometimes for sure.
There's not a reality show following a catering crew around. I'm just right. saying, anybody listening.
Exactly. Exactly.
That might be good.
Know. I know. I know.
Yeah. All right. So like I said, culinaryproductions.net. You can go on there. You can contact Mike and his team and they'll get you in the right pricing schedule for your event. If you need to use their venue, they have a great one on East Wright Street down here in Pensacola. You know, wedding season is coming up. What's the craziest event that, and I say crazy, like what's just the most odd or the or the most just wild event you've ever catered?
There's been a few of them for sure. Go figure. The common denominator seems to be the open bar. But we have had, you know, I mean, from all out brawls, which are pretty was pretty interesting for sure. And it's almost everything goes great. You know, everybody's having a great time throughout these events. And, you know, it seems towards the end there, that's when you see these, you know, the anomalies, if you will, or the stuff that's like, well, never seen that before. Whether it's a guest just kind of, you know, maybe taking a little snooze on the windowsill or something like that sometimes after a long night of partying with everybody.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, so it's these little things that you just kind of see that, you know, you just kind of put up there as, you know, something that, you know, sticks out to you for sure.
But,
you know, that or events where you're just, you know, you're out of town, you're in the middle of nowhere and you're like, well, you know, we forgot, you know, our oven or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And you're just, you know, running up to the store or having someone bring it out to you, whatever it is. So those on the fly type of, you know, situations that come up, you know, again, or can be pretty interesting, but again, kind of what keeps me, what keeps us all coming back to it for sure.
Oh yeah. Every day is different.
It is.
Every new venue is different.
Without a doubt.
Wow.
So even if you've been there 100 times, it's, it doesn't feel like it's always really the same,
right?
You know, from event to event.
Right. How small, how big of an event, what is your range of the number of people?
We pretty much, you know, any size for us. I mean, we'll have events where we might have just a little bit more intimate feel, maybe 20 people or so at someone's house for dinner. But, you know, we're also in the same day, we might be at a venue somewhere where we're doing a wedding for maybe a couple hundred people. So it really, we run the gamut there, you know, definitely get the question asked, hey, do you have a minimum? You know, will you come out for this amount? And the answer is always yes. I mean, we just, you know, whatever y'all want to do, you know, we'll come out for you for sure. No matter the size, we're just ecstatic to be there type of thing.
Awesome. If you have an event coming up, maybe your nuptials, birthday party, just an intimate get together with your closest friends, call 850-469-0445 for Culinary Productions. When we come back after our break here, I want to talk food.
Yeah.
Because that's really that's the star of the show, right?
And, you got that right.
And I'm a foodie, man. I love eating. I love food, especially prepared by a chef such as yourself. So let's talk about that, and we'll talk a little bit about your team. And if you have any questions, let us know. We'll get your questions answered right here on the air with Mike Live. 437-1620 is our number here at the studio. You can call or text. We're going to get to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more after this. Don't go anywhere.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the general sales manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about bridge, barge, and ship safety with Clark Merritt. He is the director of the Port of Pensacola, especially after what happened yesterday with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the Port of Baltimore. Talked about the brand new God Bless the USA Trump Bible being produced in conjunction with Lee Greenwood. Also, the ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody joined us for a segment to talk about what the board did yesterday at their meeting and the city of Milton thinking about hiring an assistant city manager. All on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. My guest in the studio is Mike DeSorbo. He is the owner of Culinary Productions here in Pensacola. They have a beautiful new venue that they just got opened up on Wright Street. That's 201 East Wright Street. But just give them a call today. And if you've got an event coming up, maybe you're getting married down here on the beach, April is the perfect month for that. Get to them before they're all booked up. 850-469-0445. And we're going to talk about food in this segment here, but I want to let everybody know that you're not just the food and the pretty faces, right? You do everything from tables, chairs, linens, right? Everything, right?
Yeah, we can take care of it all for anybody, clients and whatnot. You know, yeah, set up the breakdown, tables, chairs, any arrangements we can help out with for sure.
Wow, that is amazing. Because
try to make it easy.
Yeah, especially when you're getting married, that is the last thing you want to have to worry about,
right?
You know, on when you're trying to have your day there. So
it is a lot of moving parts. Yeah. So we try to help out where we can.
We already do have a caller on the line, Karen from Pensacola. Karen, are you there?
I am.
All right. What's your hey, question
Mike,
or comment?
Hello.
Hey, Mike. This is Karen. You did my 40th birthday party 17 years ago at the Beacon. I don't know if you remember that or not, but that's when you first were getting started.
Yes, yes.
I thought you were going to say that was your wildest party that you went to. But no, the food was great, and I know you've only gotten better because I've said a lot of people to you, and I hear back replies back, and I'm excited that you're doing so well, and I hate to see that you moved across the street from my business. So, but I'm glad you're doing well, and I hope you continue to, and I know I'll use you again in the future.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that for sure. That means a lot.
Hey, Karen, what was your favorite part of the meal? What was your favorite item?
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's hard to, the chicken I think was so, it was just, I don't want to say that word because no one likes that word, moist.
Right,
but
yeah. The M word.
So it was good. Yeah, it was really tender.
There you go.
Yeah, the chicken was really, and also not only the meal, but the people he has working for him, everybody was so accommodating. And I always tell people this too. He did buy all the supply, all the food and everything, but when it came time for the end of it, he actually gave me money back because he had gotten some of the supplies from his vendor that were discounted other than it was less money than what he had quoted me.
Wow.
So he actually was honest and gave me money back. Mm. And of course I gave it back to him. I said, no, give it to your servers. They were all so good. And he actually brought in extra people because we just had so much fun.
That's amazing. Well, thank you, Karen. Thank you for listening. And thank you for your kind words.
Yes.
We love it. Thank you.
Yeah. See you later. Thanks.
Yeah. Have a
Bye-bye.
Good one. Thank you.
Oh, Mike. Yeah. I mean, the reviews online are just raving reviews about you and your staff. Let's talk about your staff real quick before we get to the food. How many people you have employed now?
It varies. You know, right now we're kind of bulking up. So we have about 6 or so, like full-time, I call payroll employees.
Right.
And then we add on about another maybe 20 or so caterers that cater all the events for us on the weekends or throughout the week whenever we have them. So right now we're running a staff of somewhere around 20, 25 or so.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And this new venue, talking about that real quick, how is that set up? Is this just one big main concert room kind of thing, or is there some smaller rooms? How does that work?
Yeah, it is one main room. So it's just, you know, you can go 200, 250 or so in the space. But we have one large room. You know, it is a good neutral look to things. What I like, this building is over 100 years old. You know, it still has some of those features inside, especially with the ceiling and whatnot. So you can really, it's a clean palette where a client can do whatever they want to with the inside of it and really kind of dress it up how they'd like to. We also have a little room for, you know, what we call a little suite where we can, you know, brides or whoever rents the building, you know, they can, you know, kind of have a room to get ready in, or almost that green room effect if need be, where they can just kind of go back and catch your breath if need be. So we have that set up, so yeah, that large room I think just works well. Everybody's together, you're not kind of broken up where we see some of this with some of the other venues in town.
Yeah, and if you check the pictures out online at culinaryproductions.net, you'll see this venue. And what I love about it is not only like there's these big glass windows and doors leading in so you can kind of see in and see out, but it looks like there's a little bit of space out there, you know, for people to gather.
There is. We do have a little space kind of out front that, you know, people are talking about putting like cafe lights out there, and it's a small little green area and whatnot. So you can definitely extend the space a little bit more to the outside areas.
Yeah. So talking about food, here's the important part in my mind. What is the food going to be like? Do you have a specialty? Is there something you enjoy cooking for people more than others?
Yeah, I mean, we get asked that question a lot in various forms. What do you do good? It's like, I don't want to sound like a...
Everything.
You know, right. That's what we kind of say. You know, I never say, well, man, go for the beef because we really don't do that chicken very well.
Well, apparently you do it very
well. Exactly. So, we just work hard at just doing, you know, everything that we do really well. But I mean, you know, in this area, you know, we do a lot of, you know, seafoody items, shrimp and fish items for sure. I think Southern, anything bacon wrapped, you know, we do a lot of type of thing, you know, shrimp and grits and chicken and waffles and stuff like this that are crowd pleasers week in and week out. I mean, we do so much of that. So
you can never go wrong with Southern comfort food.
No, you really, can't. I mean, that's, it seems like half when we talk to, especially about weddings, you know, clients are, I want some comfort food. I want that Southern feel. You know, I want to work something like that in here. So we just work with them on that until we get a menu dialed in for them the way they'd like to see it. And we just kind of really, a lot of times, customize that to where what they would like to see on the menu. That's what we're about, is let's dial in this menu for clients that really want to get specific with it or not as specific and need our, you know, our help kind of filling the blanks in.
Do you do the sort of the open buffet style or per plate or both?
Yeah, we do both. So a lot of buffet style, I think, again, that kind of Southern thing, socializing, hanging out, chatting. So they clients gravitate towards that, but definitely fair share of just, you know, you just plate it up, bring it to the table and serve it, you know, what I call sometimes restaurant style.
Yeah, that sounds great. If you have any questions this morning, let us know, 437-1620. My guest this morning, Mike DeSorbo, he is the owner of Culinary Productions. Go to culinaryproductions.net, check out the pictures. You've been the best of the coast, 2011, 2012, 2013, 24. I mean, it keeps going on and on. Best in Pensacola. Definitely check out culinaryproductions.net. We'll be right back with more with Mike to wrap up this interview here after this. Don't go anywhere.
Climatech.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs, while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're unbelievable.
If you want your next event to be unbelievable with unbelievable food and a great staff ready there to assist with everything you need to pull it off, let them know. I'm talking with Mike DeSorbo this morning from Culinary Productions. Go online to culinaryproductions.net. Give them a call today, 469-0445. I'm telling you, from what I'm reading online from the reviews, and we just had a caller, Karen from Pensacola, call in about her event, what, 15 years ago?
17 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, you've been in this business for a long time, making events just, you know, go the way they should with the right of food. Because if the food's not good, the event's not good.
It makes it hard.
I watch four weddings. I know what that's all about. So, Mike, we've talked about some of the more wild parties and things that you've seen throughout the years, but what is the thing that really sticks with you about doing this, being in this business?
I kind of mentioned it. Really, for me, it's like the weddings. I don't know. You know, literally, you know, 2 days ago we were doing one, and it's, you know, you kind of stop. You kind of remember your wedding sometimes. Yeah. You know, just, you know, you see dances or songs or something. Just that nervous preparation just before everything kicks off. I don't know. There's just something about that just still gets me. So yeah. It's pretty neat. You know, I could remember again, my wedding and when we were walking down the aisle or had just gotten done and we're doing our dances, just all that, you know, I still find, I just love seeing that. So yeah. It's pretty cool.
I've seen this 'cause this happened to me at my wedding. Usually the bride and groom are the last people to eat.
Yeah.
They're usually the ones like kind of like heating up a piece of pizza at midnight, you know, after everybody's already just raided the buffet, right?
Right, right.
Do you hold any aside for the bride and groom?
We do. So not only do we, even from the appetizers to the main menu, there's stuff set aside that if we're cooking there on site, we're going to cook it right when we're ready for them. We make the bride and groom a plate. What I have found cool is they'll go off somewhere to a little private room and eat it by themselves so they can avoid all that rigmarole.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah. That works well. You've had time to think this through.
Wish
that's
I thought
great.
Of that when I got married.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Exactly. All right. Culinaryproductions.net, their new venue downtown, which if you want to rent this space for your event, I'm telling you, it's going to be magnificent. 201 East Wright Street. Give them a call today, 850-469-0445 for Culinary Productions.